Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1795. The topic is mindset, and the title is Don't Devalue Your Mistakes. So we all make mistakes, nothing wrong with that, but one of my clients recently has been struggling with their mistakes, and it's kind of like a mindset that they've had off and on for a while, and it kind of flared up recently for them. And during this flare-up is when we've been working together, so they wanted to discuss it, as these flare-ups tend to hold them back from being their best self in regards to doing their best habits, which, you know, for us working together relates to nutrition and training. So this is the first time they've had this struggle with someone to talk to, and they wanted to talk it out. So I appreciate that they trust me to do that, and I thought it might be fun to share what we discussed. So the biggest struggle they're having is with lost time. They feel like they're finally becoming who they want to be. They feel like they're closer and closer and closer to doing the right things, to believing in the right things, to having the right mindset to attack life, but they continue to get kind of lost or have these struggles or certain things that come up, and they just can't ever seem to get ahead of them, and they feel like they're just falling further and further behind in life from what they want to be. Definitely a rough place to be mentally, and they're caught up in those mistakes, and it's leading to inaction and low confidence. They're not sure if what they're doing is right. Now, they have a good program, hopefully, because I wrote it. But what I mean is they're doing the exercises, they're questioning whether they're doing everything right or not. And when they're following the nutrition program, they're like, yeah, I know you said to get X number of grams of protein, but am I eating the right sources? I've been trying this, but I read an article that said that. And they're just getting so nervous about whether or not they're doing everything right. And some of the things I've been talking to them about is, let's not worry about whether it's right. Let's just, like, are we even doing it good enough? You know, are we in the ballpark? If we're in the ballpark or right, we're good. So don't worry about being perfect. Let's just make progress. And that has been a struggle for them, is they've always been a perfectionist. Therefore, they have trouble moving forward unless they know if everything is perfect. But how the hell, you know, often is everything perfect in life? So their perfectionist mindset and their failures in the past are limiting their future. So in our discussion, a point that I made to them is that your mistakes are your successes. How you become successful is by making mistakes. Because in each mistake, you learn something that you didn't know beforehand. And by learning that something, you've learned essentially a lesson that as you move forward, you can apply that lesson and get a better outcome. The only way to become successful is to learn what isn't successful. You know, you want to find all the ways something can't be done, and then eventually you'll find the way that it can. And it would be nice if we just knew right away, firsthand, how to get there. But there's going to be some trial and error along the way. Even if you have the best program, you still have to learn how to implement that program into an ever-evolving life. Maybe you're working from home, then all of a sudden you have a job transition and now you have to go to work, or vice versa. Maybe you've never managed having to work from home. It's a really busy job. You realize, hey, my refrigerator's 10 feet away, but yet I go the whole day without eating. That's very common. So a lot of times people struggle to find a routine and find some consistency in habit because everything around them isn't consistent. So I wanted to share what we started talking through. And I think that it can help is if you're beating yourself up for your mistakes and that's causing inaction, if that's causing doubt, maybe we can try these mindset shifts and see if that can help move us forward. So the first thing we talked about was to find the lesson. In every mistake you make, there's likely, if you sit there and you ruminate on it, you think through it, there's going to be a lesson you can learn from it, saying, okay, I see that when I did X, Y happened. If I don't want Y, I got to do different than X. You know, why am I doing X? Is it a comfort thing? Is it a lazy thing? What can I do to get away from X and try something different? And I shared with them mistakes that I had made because they had in their mind, position me as somebody who knew all the answers. Definitely not true. I'm still learning things as I go through life. But thankfully, you know, in cases like this, I have learned ahead of my client. So I was telling them, you can learn from the mistakes that I made, but I've definitely made some mistakes. One of the things I shared with them was nutrition mistakes when I was earlier in my own transition. So I graduated high school. Well, I started when I was 15 years old doing exercise, and I didn't eat. I thought being anorexic, just not eating, would help me get lean and shredded. So I literally just ate like one meal a day and tried not to ever eat. I was miserably hungry, but eventually I just kind of became immune to hunger. And it was definitely an eating disorder. At that time, I was 5'8", 165 pounds, and it was all fat. I had no visible muscle anywhere, no veins, just squishy everywhere. So I was 165 pounds, but I probably would have been maybe, you know, 135, 125 if I was actually lean. So that was very, very, very lean, no muscle mass. By the time I went from 16 to 18 years old, I was still 165 pounds, but I grew 4 inches. So 6 foot tall, 165 pounds when I graduated high school, still very squishy, no muscle showing anywhere, no veins showing anywhere, even though I was working out every single day and I was eating overly restricted for sure. But you would hope that, man, at least that would take the fat off, but it never did. So when I started at that, you know, just skinny fat. As skinny as you could be and as fat as you could be at being skinny. Now, over time, if you've seen, you know, recent images on social media, I'm still 6 foot tall. I wish I would have grown taller, but I didn't. Now I weigh around 275 pounds, and I fluctuate a little bit here and there, but I'm at 275 pounds, and I have a lower body fat percentage than I did at 165. So I've made huge progress. I've gained over 100 pounds, and I'm actually leaner than I ever was. So huge progress. That's awesome. But along the way were a lot of mistakes. And in the earlier years, I tended to over-restrict myself calorically, and I tended to over-exercise. And that led to unsustainable behaviors and short-lived results. And I remember one moment in particular was very disappointing, was very frustrating, was very disheartening. I was in my early 20s. I was probably 20, maybe 21. And I had gotten up to 220 pounds, but I was super chubby, didn't like it. One of the ways I got there was I was drinking a gallon of milk a day. I had read in a magazine, Lee Priest, a bodybuilder from Australia, said that he would drink a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, and a whole chicken. You know, he would eat that every day. And I was like, well, can't get a whole chicken. And I thought bread was carbs, so that's just going to make me fat. And I was like, well, milk I can do. I can drink milk, and it has some protein in it. So I drank a gallon of milk a day. I did that for 2 years. I never missed a day. In 2 years, I drank a gallon of milk every single day. Absolutely insane. It helped me gain weight, but it was almost all fat because there's a lot of sugar in milk. And at the time, I just didn't understand how to balance out of total calories. Maybe my total calories weren't high, but it was way too much sugar and not enough protein. So just the macronutrient balance was off. And at that time, I was still training a minimum of an hour a day. So in this particular diet, I was in my, I think I like said, like 20, 21. I started at 220 pounds and I dieted down to 190. So that would sound successful. I lost 30 pounds. But in order to do so, I was eating boiled chicken breast. Yes, that is disgusting, but I didn't know how to cook. So I was eating boiled chicken breast and frozen vegetables with hot sauce on it. And I was eating that 3 times a day. I would exercise at least an hour with weights. Most of the time it was 2 hours. And I would run 2 miles every single day. Somehow I was still doing 20 credits in college and working 2 jobs. So good Lord, I don't know how I made it. But that was my routine. I lost 30 pounds, but I looked worse. I looked fatter at 30 pounds lighter than I did at 30 pounds heavier. And then coming out of that, I was very depressed that I didn't look good. And I struggled to restore healthy behaviors. I had a hard time adding food back in without feeling like I was going backwards. Without adding food back in without feeling like I was mentally weak and that's why I needed more food again. I really went through a really negative mental patch. And it took me a while, but I learned very valuable lessons from that experience, from that mistake of over-restriction and over-exercise. The 2 lessons I learned, number 1, you're not special. At the time, I was training clients, training people, and I remember telling myself, as I was like, Rob, you're not special. There's nothing special about you. So don't do what you wouldn't advise others to do. I would never advise anyone to eat as little as I was eating, to exercise as much as I was exercising. I thought for some reason I was damaged goods, and I needed to suffer more and be punished more for how broken my body was in order for me to ever achieve what anybody else achieved. So I came out of that lesson, out of that experience with the lesson, that you're not special. Don't do what you wouldn't advise others to do. The second lesson was slow and steady wins the race. I remember telling myself, Rob, it's not that you get there, wherever there is, whether you want to be super strong, whether you want to have big muscles, whether you want to be lean. It's not that you get there. You want to stay there. And that was very important for me because I had to remember when I was deciding how to diet, how to exercise, is this a diet, is this an exercise routine that I can sustain? Is this something that will not only get me there, but help me stay there? So those were two very valuable lessons that I learned from that mistake. So I urged my client, with a couple mistakes that he kept referencing, I said, can you list the lessons you've learned? Find at least one in each mistake, but if you can find more, find more. But find the lesson. The second thing we talked about was once the lesson is found, mentally move on. Let it go. Remember the lesson. That's why we're looking for the lesson. But let it go. Let the blame go. Let the responsibility go. Let the guilt go. Let it go. I remember after my mistake, and I still do these for various other mistakes that, you know, earlier in my life, is I would beat myself up a lot. And I would feel like I was, you know, the worst piece of crap in the world for making certain mistakes and for doing certain things. So I used to beat myself up mentally, emotionally, and it would leave me feeling disappointed, feeling defeated, and that I was destined to fail or to be a failure forever. If you think about what it'll take to apply habits that will make you successful, if you're coming out of or you're starting with a mindset of disappointment, of being defeated, of being, you know, a failure before you even start, what would be the motivation to start, right? That's not a place of action. That's not a mental place of action. You're not going to be disappointed and think, let me try more. You're not going to be defeated and think, let me try more. You're not going to think that you're destined to be a failure forever and think, let me try more. So once the lesson is found, you need to mentally move on. So that way you can actually move. You can take action. You can do to try to continue your journey. And that's how I always got out of those places, those mental places, was movement. I decided to stop beating myself up and say, hey man, you know, you learned some things. If you sit here, you're going to stay here, get moving, you know, apply what you learned. You might mess up again, but then you're going to learn another thing, then another thing, then eventually you'll know enough things and you'll be successful. And it worked. You know, that's how I was eventually able to, I ended up doubling my squat, bench, and deadlift strength from when I was 18 years old. I've added over 100 pounds of lean muscle mass to my body. Like I said, I'm a lower body fat percentage than I was over 100 pounds ago. So I made huge body changes, huge progress. I want way more, but I have made progress, and it was because I was able to continue to move. So if you're in a place where you're like, okay, I know what I messed up, but you're still not moving forward and you're still not taking action, you have to let it go. You have to mentally move on. You have to, you know, kind of forgive yourself. Don't beat yourself up. You know, if you're feeling defeated, if you're feeling disappointed, if you're feeling destined to be a failure, you're never going to act. So find the lesson. Accept that, hey, that was an experience. I've learned something. If I apply that something, I can move forward and be more successful in the future. And then you move forward. The third thing we talked about was to learn from others' mistakes. You know, if somebody else fails at something, it doesn't mean that you can't try it. There's, you know, how many people have failed in business doesn't mean you can't start your own business. How many people have failed at losing body fat, it doesn't mean you can't lose body fat. How many people have failed at, you know, other fitness goals, it doesn't mean you can't achieve that. So learning from others' mistakes doesn't mean don't try what others have failed. It's just try to figure out why they failed. What was something that you can learn from their mistake that you can apply to your story? You don't have to make all the mistakes yourself. You know, read some books, watch some videos, listen to some books. I do a lot of audiobooks while I'm doing like chores and stuff throughout the day. But you want to learn from others' mistakes as much as you can. It gives you really good practice on how to learn from your own mistakes, and it helps you to avoid making as many of your own mistakes. But those were the lessons for the client through our discussion, was to learn and apply. When you make a mistake, learn the lesson and move forward and apply the lesson. You repeat that, repeat that, repeat that, and eventually you become successful. And I said, your goal is to fail forward. And how you fail forward is after a mistake, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? And how can I apply that in a forward action? How can I move forward from here, applying the lesson that I've learned, so that this mistake is valuable and so that this mistake adds to my success story? So when you make a mistake, don't let it hold you back. Don't miss the value of that mistake. Find the lesson. Apply the lesson. And move forward. Fail forward. That's how you will create value within your mistakes and how you will become successful. Okay. Well, if you need any help, if you have any questions, shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.